Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heck and Wade Adventures. I am one half of the Adventures crew, Wade Ilson, and Big Heck will not be joining us today, but I scourged the mighty, mighty lands and found a very, very awesome special guest. When you want to do something special, you know, you reach out for the bloodline. You go far and beyond to find special people in your life. And this is one of the special guests I had to bring on. I'm going to give him a little bit of a good intro. He's the good fungi. He's the good fungus. I've been corrected on it numerous times, but I say good fungus. He's my best friend, my big brother. I love this guy with all my heart. Go ahead, bro. Introduce yourself.
Ah, man, after hearing all that, I don't know what else to say, really, man. That's really cool, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's Fan of Blood here, also known as Jay. Man, thank you for having me on the show, dude.
Man, it is an honor and a privilege to have you here, man. I said, you know, one day or another, when we talked about even popping on a podcast or making our own, I wanted you to be on or me to be on yours. And I heard little dibs and dabblings through the interwebs that, you know, Gene or Wade, believe me, I go by either name now. It doesn't matter in these times. it's all relevant that we would link up and do something.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed, man. I think our history goes back many years now, talking about, just initial conversations of wanting to do a show together, period. Mm-hmm. I still remember thinking of my own little thing and saying, man, if I really wanted to do something, it's kind of role reversal. Like it's a trip. I was the one wanting to go head first into a show and asked if you would be interested in wanting to come on with me. And now you're the star of the show. So this is pretty cool, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm glad, man. You know what the thing is? It's like Nightwing, you know? Batman discusses things with Nightwing, and I'm not trying to steal Nightwing's shine. Shout out to him, you know? But, you know, sometimes you got to outgrow a little bit. I'll be Red Hood in this situation. I'll go rogue and do my own thing, but I'm still part of the Bat family somehow, you know?
Hey, man, family's family, dude. That's the way it is.
It always is. And I'm glad to have you here, man. You mind if I knock out a few ads just before we get to talking about everything?
No, man. This is your program. Thank you for letting me in the door, man. That's it. Do your thing, brother. I'm a guest. Yes,
indeed. You are a guest. A special guest. Never forget it. All right, guys. Let's knock this out really fast. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all social, podcast platforming stuff, you know, usual. I'm rambling a little bit. I'm just excited to have my brother on here. You can find us on Anchor. Did you know you can leave us voice messages on Anchor, rating and reviewing us and talking about our show? I just found that out. It's a pretty cool thing that I just discovered. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio now, which I just found out, Pocket Cast, and so much more. You can follow us on social media on Facebook, Big Heck and Wade Adventures. You can follow us on Twitter at Big Heck Wade ADV. You can follow us on Instagram at Big Heck Wade Adventures. And just to let you guys know, just so you don't forget, we are also part of a super lavish, awesome network called the hashtag Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we like to hashtag make it pop. And there's so many amazing shows on there. You have the Fourth Wall Cast, you have us, you have the Crossroads, you have Nothing to Wrestle With, and there's more shows coming. I know I don't want to go too detailed into it right now, but there's more shows coming. If you want to follow all our shows on social media, go on Facebook, search Fourth Wall. That's 4TH Wall Cast. You can also look us up on Twitter at Fourth Wall Pop. And on Instagram at Fourth Wall Cast. Do you like coffee? I know my good brother over here is not a big coffee fan. He's not. You know, but as I sit back and relax and talk to him a little bit, I'm taking a sip. Hold on, let me get that good sip in. Excuse me. I love making him laugh like that. He knows I'm doing this for a reason.
I love it.
Of some lavish coffee. I know he's not a big fan, but I am. I love a good cup of coffee. I even got Mama Wade into it. Mama Wade loves the coffee. Gets her through the day, you know. She becomes Wonder Woman. I told her all the time, I said, this coffee's really helping. I got to slow you down a little bit. You're going too crazy, knocking over walls and stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. Please go to brickhousepower.com and search up Brick House Power Coffee. Now, here's the cool part. If you use our special code, you get a discount. 10% off. Big Heck Wade 10. That's BIGHECWADE 10 for a special 10% discount. Go get you some. Hey, do you like our logo? I know I do. It's a beautiful, lavish logo. Mind you, it is made by one of the most amazing artists, I feel, and he doesn't get enough cred, but he definitely should be. Please go follow our good brother at Clever Art. That's at @KLEVER_ART, who made our awesome, awesome logo. And you can also find our awesome, awesome logo on tpublic.com/BigHeckWade. You can make, you know, onesies for the little ones. You can put us on a lavish tote bag. You can make a tank top if you're feeling frisky, you know. Sometimes my good brother likes to show off the guns and have a gun show every now and then, you know. But it is what it is, you know. Even Wade may have to pull it out this summer, you know. You know, once this whole quarantine thing is over, I may have to show off the guns and my little pea shooters because, you know, only thing I've been lifting is forks to the table, but that's another story for another time.
Sounds like that, though. You're all right.
But once again, please go to tpublic.com/BigHeckAndWade. Now that that's out the way, whew, okay, brother, I have brought you on here for a very, very, very specific reason.
Okay.
One thing that united us when we first met, oh, so many years ago, was mm-hmm. wrestling. But that's not what we're talking about today. And, you know, wrestling, we can go on that for hours. This would be like a 4-hour show of debating. And, you know, we're not going to go into me having my fits of certain things, even though that has happened in the past. But one thing that brought us together was comic books.
Yes.
And we've been reading so many different comic books over the years, and we've discussed different plots, and there's been things that I've told you about that I'm like, did you know this was happening? Or did this happen? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, this is so cool. And, you know, I got your feedback. What were some of the comic books you read? I want to get into that a little bit, or some of the arcs you enjoyed.
Coming up?
Yeah, coming up.
Oh, man. Well, first and foremost, not that there's a need to plant a flag or anything like that, I suppose, but I was always a DC guy, specifically Batman. There was something special about Batman. He was a dude, man. As a kid, he was just a dude. And I think more so because it wasn't the outfit or it wasn't the rogue gallery or anything. Just the fact that he was a detective. The dude was smart. He wasn't a super-powered superhero. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's just a dude. He's just a dude, and he just says, you know what, I'm tired of the crap. You know what I mean? And I think most people in life can relate to that. I don't know why, as a kid, I just related to that. I just kind of was like, I'm tired of crap, dude. You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, I would say Batman was the guy for me. So as a kid, and I guess I'm talking like really young, before the teenage years, it was always Batman and Joker for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I've said this to you before in conversation. Excuse me. I think there's such an appreciation just a love, I guess, for lack of a word, would be it's just a love for Joker as much as I love Batman. So I remember having this conversation with you at one point where, like, you have to look at these Joker stories. I'm surprised you haven't read these. So I want you to go look for this one, and I want you to go look for this one and read this one, because his stories, as much as they're told from the Batman perspective, when you get that switch to the Joker perspective, oh man, it really puts a different spin on Gotham and just the whole world that they're engulfed in and entrenched in. So my love was always DC as far as comics, the books go. Television-wise, though, coming up, I have to admit, man, it was X-Men cartoon. You know, like, that's what kind of kept me towards the Marvel aspect. But I was a huge fan, still am, of Image and other quote unquote independent companies that would just release these beautiful pieces of work that just kind of like, I'm not finding this with all due respect in the two top brands, if you will. So I don't know. I don't know if arcs or anything like that really stand out to me. I guess there's always, the Dark Knights and the Nightfalls and things like that that you can go on for hours, whether it be Miller or any other writer. I'm a Snyder guy personally. You know this. We're fortunate enough to meet him in New York many moons ago. And you know my interaction with him, so I won't even get into major details or too
You
deep into it, but
inspired a
yeah.
lot with that. You inspired a lot with that meeting, and it's something I've done whenever we tend to meet
Appreciate
certain people, and you passed on
it.
the generation to me, so I do it all the time.
I appreciate it, man. I just think that to answer more to your question was when I met him, we were going for a Batman release, and that's not why I went to go meet him. I went to go meet him to express my thanks, my gratitude, my happiness, my getaway in his work. Because he literally is my favorite writer next to an Anne Rice. I view him as a comic book writer. He to me, he's a writer, period. He's a writer. And the way he can tell a story is to me very close to second to none. Again, Anne Rice, Scott Snyder. Those are my two. So anyway, fun fact on that. But I was going to talk to him about his own creation, American Vampire. AV is a beautiful, beautiful story and still being told. He's actually currently working on another one now. So anyway, I don't know. I guess I can't say that there were arcs or anything like that, but those were the comics for me. And then a quick little nod to Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man, more so than anything. But you and I both agree that Miles has a very special place in our hearts. So,
Yes, he
yeah.
does. Yes, he does. And you know what the thing is? I mean, before we go into our big piece of the story, one of the things you said that really hits home with me is favorite writers. And I couldn't agree more with you that Scott is a writer that not only got me back in the comics, but made me embrace it even more than I never thought I would. And I told him in our meet when we met him at that meet and greet, if it wasn't for me listening to a few podcasts like Kevin Smith when he did Batman on Batman. And he had him there, and they talked about Batman and how he's writing it, and it's some of the coolest things he's ever done, and he has so many ideas for the character. And he said it, whenever I meet someone who tells me that they got back in the comics because of him, and it's a Batman book, I always tell them, "Welcome back to Gotham City." And
Nice.
I told him, I said, "Listen, I listened to that podcast." He said, "Oh, well, I'm going to be back on there." And Scott's one of the nicest guys in the world. He'll tell you everything, and
Yeah.
he'll go into stuff he's not supposed to with you. You're like,
Agreed.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa! I don't know. I don't want to know." But what he told me was, "I appreciate the fact that you're coming back in the comics, and I'm glad I can get that door open for you." And reading Scott's stuff, ah man, it took me when I was in a dark space. And I wasn't myself, and it was even before I met you, brother. Those books and his writings pulled me out of it, and I got back to who I feel I am now, and the person I am, and the person I'm glad that everybody has known and loved and cherished and everything. And I'm not even talking about Wade. I'm talking about Eugene,
Yeah,
because
no, that's awesome to hear, man. Reality is, you're still not even where you're meant to be, dude. You're still getting there.
Exactly.
So imagine the love that people have for you now, and you haven't even reached your potential yet. With all due respect, you're still growing and glowing, dude. You know what I mean? So
Thank you.
yeah, so you that's all that's awesome. But that's what it was for us for as kids, though, right? I don't know what age you were when you grabbed your first comic book or when you sat down and started reading, but I will tell you that as kids, that was what intrigued us. It's a world away from what we know. And sometimes it's not even if the fact that we're having a bad day is just this world is so much better than ours. You
Exactly.
know, you and I kind of come from the same cloth to a degree where we don't live or used to live in the nicest of areas, the most posh of places and things. So we see the dirt, we see the grime, but we appreciate the beauty and the mess. You know what I
Definitely
mean?
do.
And when we opened up these colorful pages and we went from panel to panel, it's not that we became these characters or that we can relate to a guy who fell in a vat of toxic waste or anything. We didn't, that's not what we mean by we relate to that. We were able to read these stories and say, I took something from that.
You
And now
grew from that.
I can apply it to myself and everyday life with others. You know what I
Very
mean?
true. Very
And I
true.
remember just looking at that as a kid, where it's like, everyone else is collecting baseball cards, and I did too, don't get me wrong. But I was collecting X-Men cards, you know, Team Yellow and Team Blue, you know, or Team, you know, Team whatever. And I was looking at all these things, and I was watching the cartoons, and I was watching Thundercats. And I'm obviously aging myself right now, but no shame in my game. I am not 18.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
18 plus a few years, right? But no,
Yeah.
it was one of those things that you appreciated leaving your space, your bubble, to float into that story, and then come out of it and say, you know what, I feel pretty good. So again, and it didn't mean that you had a bad childhood or anything like that. It was just an escape. And it was sometimes the very best escape ever, right?
Exactly.
Because I always say this quickly, when we watch wrestling, it's not that we believe it, so to speak. It's our escape. It allows us to free our minds, get creative, act like we can do it. We participate in this way. It gives us this sense of me too, if you will.
Right.
So I love that. As you get older, you can pass that knowledge on with comics to, like, I can pass it to my son, who's of age now, where, God willing, he listens to me and he waits years before he moves on and does his own thing, and then he can pass it on to his children and so on and so forth, right? But just to me, being a dad, that's pretty cool because I didn't have that. You know, that figure who was saying, hey man, check this book out, or why don't you come and sit watch this movie on VHS, or let's go to the Clifton Quad, you know, theater, or let's go to the Fabian or something. And you know, that wasn't an option when I was younger. Whereas I got to be a dad myself, and my son was coming of age, and we went to go see the Man of Steel, and we went to go see this, and we went to go see that, and it's just knowledge, man. And it's a world that, again, we started reading these panels and it was such a small world, but to us it was a big world. And then when you realize, it got even bigger because you were able to take your world, how you thought it and you saw it when you read those pages, and now you created this world for someone else, and now they can imagine an even bigger, vast world. It's pretty trippy to see, man, but I'll stop with my tangent, man.
No, it's not a tangent. It's
Definitely.
beautiful poetry. I've always said whenever we have these
Appreciate it.
conversations, and now the world is getting to hear these conversations, you have the gift of gab, and I always said it, man. You can sell water to a whale, brother.
Appreciate it. Sometimes it's too much gab,
Nah, man, it's
but I
never enough gab. The
appreciate
gab is appreciated here. We appreciate the
Hey, man.
gab. Otherwise, it would just be silence on the air.
I dig. My grandfather used to always say that's what I got for me. So the gift of gab. My mouth is my best friend, and it's also my worst enemy. So yeah.
I agree. I'm in the same boat, but more of my it's more my
I
worst than it's more my worst enemy. But
it, man.
tying into what the main topic of the show is, you know, we're gonna get
Yeah.
into Zack Snyder's original plan for the Justice League story. I wanted to share some news with you, and I don't know if you knew about it, but the first thing I wanted to discuss with you was, and this is where the DCEU gets a little convoluted. So I'm gonna talk about one movie first and what they have
Sure.
planned. and how I feel about it. And then I'll go off of you and you tell me how you feel. All
right.
Sure,
yeah.
So, as you know, the Flash movie is coming out in, I believe, 2022, 2023. And it's going to be centered around a big word, which we all know in the DC universe, known as Flashpoint. Now, the director of the film has gone on record. I forget his name at the moment. I have my computer in front of me, but I want to focus on something else. He directed It, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. He has gone on record saying that when this movie releases, he put out the cast. He said Ezra Miller is going to be there. Okay. He said that Ray Fisher is going to be their Cyborg. He also said that Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot are also attached. You know those are key characters in that Flashpoint story.
Very big, actually.
Very big. And he also said, and this is where it does bother me a little bit, because I see what direction you're going in, but I just don't like how you're doing it. He said, and has gone on record, and you can look it up. He said that Flashpoint will erase Man of Steel and BVS from DC history. This movie will change that whole landscape. Now, here's my thing about this. You're a Snyder guy. I'm a Snyder guy. Yes. I honestly think it's a little bit of a slap in the face to him. I mean... I don't like that you're erasing, and I know the majority of people out there aren't the biggest Zack Snyder fans, but you and I have seen these movies multiple times, and you know, we even dragged my poor mom to go see BVS, and the only reason she went was because Wonder Woman was in it. She said that's the only part I was happy about, and that's all right. But we'll get into Wonder Woman too, because there's some news about her, and it kind of contradicts what I'm going to tell you. I just don't think that's what you need to do. Maybe you can change a few characters, because, as you know, Robert Pattinson is Batman now, and you know Ben Affleck has moved on. But now you have the opportunity to rewrite time a little bit and include him, which is what started the New 52. You know, before we jump into that, the New 52 was the kickoff point after Flashpoint.
Yes.
What do you think personally about this whole director's idea and approach to what he's going to be doing with Flashpoint?
Okay, so first and foremost, I'll kind of rewind to something you were saying. Much respect to Zack Snyder, first and foremost. The man he's a polar figure. He's a polarizing figure. You either love him or you hate him. There's no in between. But I feel that the proof is in the pudding. The guy is amazing in almost everything he touches. We're only human. Things are going to happen. So I'm not going to turn this into a whether you like the man or not speech. It's just respect the art form. If you don't like it, okay. Say, I don't like it, but move forward. If you like it, say you like it, move forward. It doesn't have to be a soapbox all the time to stand on. So getting that out of the way, I will say that Snyder's vision was amazing. And I don't even want to say was. I actually feel like it should be is amazing. His vision for what he's thinking his movies were going to be. I'm sorry, we grew up reading these comics of these characters. We grew up reading some of these stories around these characters. And I'm sorry, I don't see how you can dislike that.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to see new gods. We were going to see, you name it, it was there. I'm sorry, I don't want to go too far ahead, obviously, but we've seen Justice League. We know what was supposed to be there. And I say what was supposed to, because we know what we eventually got. But what was supposed to be there, you know. So the vision was always there. Now, getting back to it, to your question, as far as Flashpoint goes, it's the only thing you can do.
Mm.
Realistically, it's the only thing you can do. Why? It's a reboot without saying it's a reboot. Now you bringing these characters in, played by these actors and actresses, you know, are you clean slating them as well? Are they no longer going to be around after this? I'd like to think that they are, simply because we hear the rumblings of sequels for certain characters already.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, we're already getting a Wonder Woman, you know, 1984. We're getting an Aquaman 2. So we know that we're getting these movies. We just never got a Flash or a Cyborg movie. And now Flash is being pushed back to, it's what, 2022 now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So again, the reboot, it needs to happen. It needs to, unfortunately. Why? Because Cavill's up in the air. It hasn't been said definitively that he's gone, at least to my knowledge.
Right.
Ben has already said, I had a good time. And whenever you speak in past tense means there is no present or future to it. So we're done, which I stand firm in planting my flag. I'm sorry, Michael Keaton fans. Ben Affleck was the best Batman. You can leave the hate mail for Gene and for a big heck of Wade. You can leave the hate there.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
You can leave your messages on their page, or you can find me on my social media. I'll give you that later. But anyway, Batman, best Batman is Ben Affleck. Get over yourself. it needs to happen. Flashpoint to the point. It needs to happen. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to eliminate the bad taste. If I'm thinking from the studio's point of view, what do we do to let the fans know that our last few movies have been really good and we feel really good about the direction we're going, but you keep clamoring for this vision that may or may not see the light of day. So trust us in this new path that we're going. But in order to move forward, we have to eliminate that aspect. And I will say that's fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it, because you can eliminate that, but it doesn't mean that it never happened.
Right.
In your story, it means it never happened, but I saw what already happened. So my eyes already saw, I know. I'm looking forward to seeing your story moving forward. If I can quickly use an analogy, I know Randy Orton beat Chris Benoit for the title. You don't have to tell me it doesn't exist. I know it exists. You just don't have to talk about it anymore. You can try to rewrite your history any way you want. I know who Randy Orton beat for his first title win. So I know what Zach was doing. I know what Batman looks like. You can put whatever you want after that. And I'm fine by it. This needs to happen.
I dig it. I dig it. And you know what? I couldn't agree more with you. I mean, Bat Affleck and Keaton are my two top. I love both of them so much. Honestly, I prefer Affleck for the live action Batman movement reasons. And if you tell me to my face, if you can find a logical reason why you feel somebody else is better, you can send us the hate mail. Please feel free to blow up the comment section on our Instagram and Twitter feeds. I'm going
well,
to say.
I believe...
Affleck is the best live action Batman we've had just off of BVS alone and what he did. We don't even got to talk about Justice League. That whole fight scene where he went to go save Martha is one of the most, if not beautiful comic book scenes. Sorry, Civil War. You guys fought in an airport. Let's be real. A Civil War is not 10 people fighting in a parking lot. A Civil War is
it
should have been. I have to address this because somebody's going to listen to this and I know what they're going to say. And they're going to think I'm crazy.
Hate.
I'm not going to sit on my soapbox. I'm not. I'm just going
to
say
that scene alone is beautiful. We have tickets to the haters ball. That's all. Mm-hmm. We have tickets to the haters ball. No, I just think that there is a certain sense of I think it was through your Twitter, actually, if I'm correct, I saw where someone said to pick the top two or the top three people to play Batman. And quite honestly, I was actually really surprised because you mentioned Keaton and Affleck, or those are your two. And I agree with you. There's something special about Keaton because he kind of just, you weren't expecting it. Come on, it's Beetlejuice, man. You know, I'm not
Mr.
knocking on
Mom.
Michael Keaton's. Yeah, Mr. Keaton is a beautiful, beautiful man, man. A dude can play anything. He can. But no one ever expected him to be that good at being Bruce Wayne and Batman. So anyway, I looked and I said, how come nobody's talking about the animated series, man? Conway, dude.
Of course. Conway don't get no love out here.
How do you not pick him? How do you not, like... But anyway, I just looked at that and I was like, it's amazing because not to pick at it or anything like that, but the Nolan series, man, don't nobody talk about Bale no more? Like, I agree, but that's the beauty of Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
How no one, very few people were vocal about wanting him to be Batman or being okay with the casting. But there was a majority that treated him like, you know, the dude was horrible, you know, mm-hmm. and you didn't even give him a chance to put the suit on yet or even have a testing yet. There's something to be said about the casting job that Zack Snyder has done. I can't picture Aquaman being anyone else. And that's saying something. Most people know that have spoken to me that I don't care for Superman. I never did. But man, if Cavill is not Superman, I'm sorry, Christopher Reeve fans. Like, I grew up, I'm aging myself. Trust me, I grew up on Superman. I was just watching Superman 2 a few days ago. Trust me, there's something beautiful about, especially the Donner cut. But Superman, played by Henry Cavill, he is the Man of Steel. Period. Again, Snyder pulled all the right cards. I don't see anyone in his Justice League that doesn't fit. Sorry, he was perfect in casting.
Agreed. I mean, I'm in the same boat with you, Man of Steel, and we'll talk about that in a little bit because we're going to get to that mm-hmm. five movie plan. Man of Steel was not the best movie to me. And it took BVS for me to go back and appreciate Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Like, I went into that movie like, you know, I'm just happy Batman's here. I hope he, you know, takes out Superman. It's going to be one of the best things ever for me. I'm going to enjoy it. As a fan, you want that. You like that. As a Batman fan, you want to see Batman wash Superman. And I'm sorry, he did. Sorry, Carm. It wasn't, and I'm going to go on record because I know Carm's going to listen to this. And me and Big Heck have gone back and forth with her about this. She said, and I'm quoting her, and it's just for the little fun aspect, that Batman cheated. And I said, how did he cheat? He's like, basically Batman pulled a Kevin McAllister and had all these little traps set up. And, you know, basically Superman was Harry and Merv and got caught out there. I said, no, Batman had a plan and he prepped. Mm. It's not his fault he prepped and Superman fell into everything that he possibly could throw at him. That's his fault. I said, that's not cheating if you have a game plan.
Agreed. I mean, I'm biased. I'm a Batman fan. But
of course, I am too.
The fairness of it is there is nothing fair about war. I don't care if it's a one-on-one. The idea was, if we can quickly just talk about it, I don't want to take too much of the time, but Batman's whole ploy, as Alfred was talking to him, was like, this is just to keep the weapon away from the enemy. And he's like, oh no, you got me twisted, Alfred. I'm going to kill this man. Like, I'm going to kill him because he's not a man. I'm going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
This dude has killed people already. Call it what you want. He didn't. Okay, yes, he snapped Zod's neck. You can complain about that all you want. We'll talk about that too. But your destruction, which led to the beginning of BVS, you were killing people. He lost people in the tower, which was pretty interesting that they went with that idea, right? The Wayne Tower and stuff that happened in New York on 9/11 and all. But anyway. Right. He lost employees, friends. He was on the phone with someone, but it was your destruction that killed these people. So I got to take you out, man. End of story. Mm-hmm. I got to take
you out. You're doing too much. You're doing too much,
and,
baby.
Yeah. Like, and the fact of the matter is I have to know what I'm going up against. And anyone who knows Batman knows the dude plans for everything. That's the beauty of a writer that can figure out how to beat Batman, because he's only human, but that's a smart human.
Super
He's
smart.
got gadgets. He knows what he's doing. He's got hand-to-hand combat. That's crazy. But he can be beaten. All we got to do is say one word, Bane. Like, he can be beaten.
Deathstroke's got him too.
I mean, you can name him, but I'm talking about Bane. I think legit is the only dude to like severely know how to put the boots to him. Like, I can kill you if I want to. I know Deathstroke can do it as well, but that's the beauty of it. Anyway, yeah, man, I can't knock Harm for feeling how she feels, but the reality is, ain't nothing fair in war, dude. Like, it's all up for grabs. This is a false count anywhere kind of fight. So, you know, this is going to happen, dude. And, oh, well, if you didn't see through the lead smoke, oh, well.
That's your fault.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have a weakness here. Like, I'm going to exploit it. Exactly. Anybody who fights is going to do that. If I know you got a glass jaw, I'm swinging at your jaw. If I know you can't really see out your left eye, what you think I'm hitting? I'm popping you in your left eye. It's just that simple.
Taking advantage.
Soups. And don't get it twisted, man. Like, I say it, like, he Falcon washed him when he had the ability to put the boots to him. Literally, he stepped on his chest. That's from the pages. Yeah. You know what I mean? But don't get it confused when Soups came out of that and was like, all right, I'm getting back to me. Batman took a L. Like, don't
Batman,
get it wrong.
Batman got thrown through a bathroom.
He, listen, man, if you watch that, which we have with the extended cut, he took more than just a beat down through the bathroom. He was getting thrown through the roof. He was getting launched up into space.
Yeah.
I mean, not space, but he was like thrown up in the air. Like, it was, dude, I felt bad for Batman.
That one push, that one little push that he set him back with.
Dude.
I understand.
My man dislocated his shoulder. Like, it's not peachy keen when you fight in Soups, man. Like, it's not, it's really not. Sorry, but yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. You're going to war.
I can't knock you for thinking that way. And I can't blame her for feeling the way she did. But at the end of the day, man, Batman did what he needed to do. I'm always siding with the Dark Knight.
Yeah. But the other news I wanted to touch on with, and I said, okay, if this is what you're doing, I guess it's going to just continue the way it is. Wonder Woman 84 is coming out August. We're hoping August due to the pandemic that's going on. But Patty Jenkins has gone on record. Gal Gadot has gone on record. Anybody in the cast that's gone on record has said there are still major ties to Man of Steel, BVS, and Justice League, Snyder's cuts within that movie.
Good.
That's the thing that I'm like, okay, like, that's cool. I mean, you said Flashpoint's going to change all that, so maybe I should just appreciate this movie a little more than I should. And I love Wonder Woman. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. It's in my top five movies as far as comic book movies. I will say that even still, that's fine. One, on a personal level, you know, Patty and Snyder, man, they're good peoples, man. That's like me saying that you and I no longer work for the same company, but you know what, I'm not supposed to be your friend anymore,
right?
Because we don't, but, you know, sorry, man, I'm always gonna ride with you. That's the reality. And I think that's the case that we're looking at. I'm going to stay true to the vision that we had from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I may have to alter some things, but the vision will remain the same to the end goal. This is what it's going to be. Because if I'm correct, I thought there was a three-movie arc with Wonder Woman. If I'm correct, it was supposed to be three.
Within Snyder's plans or just on Wonder Woman's own?
No, with Patty. No, with Patty Jenkins. From what I remember, it was only supposed to be three. Because Snyder's original five, Wonder Woman wasn't part of that.
Neither was Suicide Squad.
Exactly, which is fine because he had his thumbprint on their movies already. Like, he had his hand in that. It didn't have to be his vision, but it fit in his world. Mm-hmm. And that's what was, again, we'll talk about the DCU in its entirety, I'm sure, but that's what was disappointing, to see David Ayer kind of have to take a loss like that for Suicide Squad. But yeah, I think that it's fine if you stay true to what you've been doing and include Man of Steel, BVS, Suicide Squad, whatever you want to do. If it's pre Flashpoint, it's fine. Because then the idea is, once Flashpoint comes, we're supposed to redo everything, correct?
Right, everything changes.
And that's fine by me too, because honestly, we don't know if Matt Reeves is going to include his Batman to a full-on universe, or if it's just a one-off. We don't know if Gunn is going to do another Suicide Squad after this one is released. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know how big and grandiose this world is going to be, but we know potentially what it could be. That's the beauty of it. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Because, again, I've said this before about other outlets of entertainment. We live in a wonderful time where we have these accessible right now. And it's nothing wrong. Like, who would have thought we'd ever see Captain America and Spider-Man in the same movie? You know, who ever thought? I'm talking about live action, not animated. You know what I mean? Like, and who ever thought that we would see Batman versus Superman ever, because as we've gotten older, we've realized what we didn't realize as kids. Almost everything is a business. Everything is dollar driven. So the people that will make a Batman movie are saying, nope, this is just Batman. And we're going to milk it. We're going to make every piece of merchandise, period. Same thing with Superman, and same thing with this person, same thing with that person. And we got to a world now where it's like, oh, man, I kind of want to see them together. Just do it. Let's see. You know, the fans want it. They clamor every year at our cons, and they're dressing up like their favorite heroes and stuff. Let's try it out, man. So, yeah, man, I'm okay with it. You want to redo it? Cool. It's bound to happen.
It's going to happen. It's one of the things that we're going to have to just, okay, let's see. You know what? It's a wait and see method to me. I feel once you get the movie and it's in front of us and we see what they're doing, we can go, you know what? Okay. If this is the direction you plan on going, I want to see what you do, what it entails for the next stuff. And will we get to see certain characters that we're going to bring up in this 5-part Justice League story plan? That I am very, you know, let's just get to it. I'm antsy.
No, I'm with you. Okay. Yeah, the only thing right before we jump into it that I can just quickly say, the only thing I would ask, definitely I'm doing it myself, but I would say to everyone else that goes into these movies moving forward, just be mindful that their idea is to get away from the Snyder aspect of it. So go in with an open mind. Be happy that we're still getting characters and we're still getting movies and they're not being shelved. You know, like, we've learned through this pandemic that people's lives are really altered by things. You know, and we're not saying that every celebrity is hurting or they're not, or I'm not going with that aspect, but we've seen people lose jobs. We've seen people who wanted to do something be told, well, now you can't anymore. So let's just be happy that we still have some things that are being planned for us. And let's keep an open mind and hope for the best, period, because the better the product, or the better, the best way we can look at it is, if we're able to appreciate it for what it is, the better chances we have of getting more of it, because we're just humbly being thankful for it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. But yeah, let's get into it. Let me not hold you back any further.
Okay, we're gonna we discussed this before we got on there, so we're gonna break this down movie by movie. Shout out to man, I pulled this from Reddit, and I also pulled it from Major Spoilers YouTube channel, because it was in the algorithms. I was just messing around. I'm not gonna lie to you, I search out for these things, you know, but it popped up on my news feed and it popped up on YouTube. So I said, let me investigate this a little bit. I watched the video and actually found the article that brings this up and breaks it down movie by movie. Now, Zack Snyder originally had a 5-part Justice League story planned, and it kicked off with the first two that we already knew about, Man of Steel and BBS. Then it goes into Justice League 1, 2, and 3. We're supposed to get 3 Justice League movies. Mind you, Wonder Woman, one of my favorite movies. Honestly, it's I put Wonder Woman and BVS in a competition between each other all the time for top spot. I love both of those movies with my heart. Suicide Squad and any movie preceding that wasn't even a thought. These were movies that were added to it, just add to the story. But the five-part Justice League story plan kicked off with Man of Steel. I love Man of Steel now. Wasn't a big fan when it first came out, but the good brother over here was. There were now as good as that movie was, Snyder had to make changes already. So the movie we got wasn't really what we were supposed to get. And from what's being said in this article, in Man of Steel, Kryptonian society is established without any of its members having any free will, which is very interesting to me. Like, no one had any choice to do what they wanted to do. They had to, basically live their lives the way they had to. So then it says Jor-El gave his son, who we now know as Superman, free will through the Codex, allowing him in the Codex. See, the Codex, big words there, and it's capitalized. So, the Codex plays an important part in this story, allowing him to choose to be good or bad. And every other Kryptonian is a simulation in a body, including Zod. A cool point. I love how Jor-El gave his son the right to have a free will, which was amazing. Superman in that movie made choices, good, bad, or indifferent, but he eventually grew into the hero that we know and love through the DC universe. And I've actually become a fan of now, and I appreciate him more as a character. But brother, what do you think about that first little bit of news from Man of Steel?
I thought it was amazing. But we kind of, I don't know if I just saw too deep into it or if I was just kind of already looking in that vein. But once the Codex was inserted, he was given every bit of his culture, of his existence, everything. He's the last birth of Krypton. You know what I mean? Like he was born that way. And so they said, here, we're about to die. You're gonna have to take everything with you, literally. So here's this codex with everything. I'm talking about history upon history is now in you. It is yours now. I agree. You can go one way or the other. And I guess that's where Papa Kent comes from, steering him in the right path. Because trust me, up until I saw the movie recently, and by recent, I should be a little better on wording because it was actually like a year ago. But I always said, what if we ever got like an evil-minded Superman in, actual like film, not animated, not comic book version. Like, give me a live action evil Superman. And we were able to see that because I said, and I don't want a Superman as an adult, I want a kid who just went off the rails. And we got a movie similar to that. And I thought it was pretty cool, man. It actually held up. So, anyway, that free will aspect is key. Because we, whether you take a religious belief or not, we have free will. We make these choices daily of do we want to be the good guy or the bad guy in our story daily, and I used to always say this saying when I was younger, if you get to know me, I'm really a nice guy. But if your version of me is that I'm the bad guy, never will I ever hesitate to wear the black cap. I'll always wear the black hat for you then. If that's what you see me as, I'll be that. Because it's what you're going to see anyway. You'll never see me shining my light that brightly for you. So it's all free will. It's all choice, right? So I like it personally. I was a fan of that. As I said, I kind of viewed it that way already when I was watching the movie. I remember taking my son to see that movie when it first came out. And I was like, I still don't like Superman, though. Like, the movie was so good. I walked out the theater saying, man, Snyder hit it again. I remember leaving the theater and I was like, Snyder did it again.
He got
He
me.
gave me another, he got me another great movie. I'm sorry. Like anything that he's done from 300 to like, you name it, Watchmen, he did it. I'm sorry. He did it. So, but, yeah, I still walked out saying I'm Superman, dude. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it's awesome, you know, but I'm not a Superman guy. But yeah, so good stuff, man.
I dig. I mean, you know what? Like I said, Man of Steel made me appreciate Superman a little more, and BVS definitely made me appreciate him a little more.
Gotcha.
And speaking of BVS, moving right along into the next movie.
Yes,
Now,
sir.
there's even more of a difference from this cut than what we
Oh,
got
yeah.
in
Big
the
time.
Ultimate Cut. Now, it goes as follows. A period of global
Yes.
division is experienced amongst humanity, peaked in Batman and Superman, who almost kill each other, and they have two fights. It's not supposed to just be one. It was supposed to be two. In the
Yes.
middle of the film, we see the story jump to the nightmare timeline, where Batman's deepest fears are realized as he sees a fallen Earth commanded by a malevolent Superman who kills him. Suddenly, he's awoken by from his nightmare as Barry Allen tears through time and space, warning him of the anti-life Superman. This leads Bruce to attack and kill and attempt to kill Superman, ultimately realizing his humanity and deciding against it. So on and so forth. The movie plays out how it's supposed to be. Superman ends up dying, sacrificing himself in order to defeat Doomsday, and we still get the end of the movie where the dirt rises from the coffin, confirming his return. Now,
It's fair.
I am very upset that I
Why?
found out later that there was another fight scene. I am so upset. No, and you know I love BVS. I do, the Ultimate Cut. I told everybody if I'm gonna watch
Yeah.
BVS, as much as I like the theatrical version, which I saw with you 5 times in
Yes.
1 week, the Ultimate Cut is
Yep.
beautiful. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movie. And I am very
Agreed.
upset that there was not a second fight scene. I know they interacted
Yeah.
the first time when Superman basically destroyed the Batmobile. I was like, yo, what you gonna do? Like, here I am. So you're gonna be like, yo, retire, get out of here. I would have
He
loved to see
essentially
how that
punked
first
him.
fight, but exactly. I would have loved to seen as wait, speaking of punking, remember the whole commercial where, it was like, do you bleed?
Do you bleed?
It made my cousin brought up a good point. He's like, yo, Superman was Batman kind of put Superman got punked Batman even more when he started walking away, like, oh, do you bleed? Like, you will. I was like, no, he didn't. Technically, Superman heard him. Superman's got gray hair. So he would, if Superman wanted some static, I said, if Superman wanted some static, he could have came back and handled his business. But
It's true. But I still think Superman punked him in that part.
oh yeah, they destroyed the car. They just wrecked the car.
Yeah. But the dude, all he did was move his foot.
He like
He
tapped it.
tapped him.
He tapped it
He
with his
love tapped
foot.
the Batmobile. He love tapped the Batmobile. Like, that just goes to show you the damage that he caused or that he can cause. But no, I don't know if I was just looking into all that stuff prior, but I thought that was kind of common knowledge that there was a second fight, or there were two fights, I should say.
No, I didn't
But
know.
I
I was the
loved
only
it.
person to know.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome, for those who watched the BVS watch along with Snyder. He was explaining, and through his Vero account, he's very active. You know, he's constantly dropping little gems and stuff like that for everyone. So, to know that he had such a different picture, and even for someone as talented and driven as Snyder is, he still gets resistance from the studios and stuff like that, because even his vision that he had for that movie, which he still was able to to film and put together and have a director's cut, an unedited version, if you will, and the extended version, it was so much better. I agree, but he still missed out on putting so much that he wanted to do. And I guess people can argue, hey, in retrospect or looking back, you're like, oh, I wish I would have done this. Oh, yeah, I would like to have put this. I would have, but just watching the theatrical, and comparing it to an extra 30 minutes in the extended version, you can see most of those quote unquote plot holes get filled up. He really didn't leave anything. If you just took the movie for what it was worth, right? Just, hey, I'm sitting down with some popcorn or some candy or something, and I'm going to watch this movie in the theater. And you just sat through 3 hours and you said, man, I totally got the movie. I got it. I knew exactly what he was doing, because it starts off with a recap of the last movie, jumps right into present day, and it moves forward. And then you get a conclusion with a death. And then it teases the next movie or the next phase, if you will, the next round. So he essentially hits you with a grand slam. You know what I mean? Like, that was a home run if I've ever seen one. He gave you everything in one movie. He just needs to now tell a different story, which he had all set in stone for himself. He set the foundation with Man of Steel. His Looking back at BVS, to me, it's still a Superman movie. Like, I left the theater numerous times with you, watching this movie in its first few days of release, and saying how I leave this theater now with a great appreciation for Man of Steel. Not the movie, but Superman himself. Because I never thought anybody could get me to like Superman. I didn't hate him. I didn't care. It wasn't a, he wasn't the guy I gravitated to. I was always a Batman guy.
Same here.
So moving forward with it, I was like, oh man, like, Superman really got me in the feels today. I didn't even care about his death like that, so to speak. I just think the entirety is, it was like, dude, like, Man of Steel really means well, dude. Like, look at the trials and look at the situations he was going through in that movie. To me, it was a Superman movie. Loved it, man. Again, that's there to me. It's hard to say that BVS, the extended version, is not a perfect film, like 10 out of 10. Sorry, like, if I was rating something, it's hard for me not to say that. I don't even feel right giving it a 9. That movie was very well done. Very well done.
I
From the
agree.
beginning to the end. To like I said, it cleaned up to fill you in on what happened and say you missed Man of Steel 3 years earlier. Hey, I dig it. I didn't see Man of Steel, so I'm gonna check this movie out with my friends. Let's see what's going on. You jump into BVS and it's just like, oh, okay. So this is why he's coming after him. He didn't give you the whole movie over again. He was like, basically, this is what's happened. This is what's happening now. Fast forward, this is what's happening. And this is what it is. So, yeah, BVS was on point to me, man. I agree with you. It's hard to not put that up there as number one. But I do say that Man of Steel is oof, I loved Man of Steel, man. It's hard to not say that that's not number one out of those two. It's
It's number
legit
three for me. Man
wonderful.
of Steel is three for me. It's three.
Oh man, that's tough. I dig
I
it. I
appreciate the
like
movie.
it.
I do. I appreciate it. But I'm
Yeah,
telling you, Wonder
I dig
Woman
it.
and BVS were just
No, that's
something
fair. That's
beautiful,
fair.
man.
Hey man.
Something great.
Yeah, I dig
When
it.
you know what makes me appreciate that movie more? And Mama Wade's in the background, so she's gonna hear this. If I can get my mom to stay awake during a superhero movie, and the main reason she stays awake is Wonder Woman, that I win. It's an easy ball game.
I dig
I
it.
take
Great
it, and
success.
it's a great success. She's like, Wonder Woman's in this movie? And I had to explain to her, and she's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, I'll go. No, you said Wonder Woman's in it. I have to go now. It's because she's here and I want to see what she does. And she stole that movie. I know it's a Superman movie, but man, when she came in, I tell you, every time we saw it, got chills, got goosebumps, got myself into this tizzy over her. And I just love Gal Gadot and what she did for the movie. I love the whole movie as a whole. I'm going to reiterate what you said a little bit. And it's just one of those beautiful movies. I understand people have their gripes with it, and it's more the whole, there's the Snyder supporters and the anti-Snyder supporters. They're gonna fight with us about everything, but it's one of the most beautiful movies, from the cinematography to some of the dialogue that goes on in that movie between characters. Like, Jesse Eisenberg, as much as he creeped me out with that Jolly Rancher scene, some of his dialogue was just amazing.
I thought as Luther and come to find out, like I said, watching that that watch along with Snyder, he kind of was unfortunately cut out of a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think everyone judges, which is fair, I suppose. You judge by what you see, right? Mm-hmm. So what you see, it's like what we got. But the reality is, he was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and he had plans.
Yeah, man. Did he have plans? Like, again, to know what we were supposed to get, and unfortunately, what we got. I'm still thankful we got what we got. Person, for myself, I can't speak for the masses, and I'm not trying to. I'm simply going to give my opinion on it and my stance. So I feel that I think everyone did with what they were able to. They mm-hmm. did an amazing, amazing job. Everyone, because right now we've moved on to Wonder Woman now, and that, as you said, that's top three. Yep. Easily for you. It's top three. And I'm talking about, no one expected that to be as good. I'm sorry, no one did. You were hoping, because you were like, man, BVS left a kind of a weird taste in my mouth, right? So the year before. And let's not forget that Suicide Squad came out almost a year prior. It was short by like 2 months or so. If I'm correct, it was August that Suicide Squad came out, and then
August, and then
June of next year was Wonder Woman. And I think that Suicide Squad definitely left a bad taste in the mouth of people, unfortunately. So I don't know. I guess we can cut back and actually talk Suicide Squad if you want, if we're going to go through the DCEU that way.
Would you like to? I mean, we could. We can go into Suicide Squad a little bit.
We can go quickly. Trust me, we can just kind of make a quick stop. We don't have to stay on it.
Yeah, we're gonna make a quick pit stop at Suicide Squad.
Yeah. So speaking of Suicide Squad, because if we're gonna go chronologically, man, I was excited for it. I really was. The cast itself, I was happy with. The thing about me is I don't nitpick. Social media can be quite a disgusting place at times.
Very true.
You jump on and there's just such a negative, like, oh man, Joker doesn't wear that color purple. You know, Joker doesn't have that tattoo on that spot of his body. Or, dude, just understand that this is someone else's interpretation. It doesn't have to be your interpretation. So moving into that aspect, I looked at the cast, and first and foremost, those people that were in the movie, those are some good names, man.
Mm-hmm.
Some good names.
Will Smith.
Obviously, you have the box office attraction of just Will Smith alone, and Margot Robbie, who was on the come up, and they just did a movie together, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were doing Suicide Squad. And I remember... almost everyone I spoke to was saying, oh, I'm going to watch this movie with Will and Margot because I want to see their chemistry. So when I go see Suicide Squad, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's all about how are they going to look on camera together?
I told you that off the rip.
So again, the one person I will say that I love the most out of Suicide Squad, the most, is Viola Davis, Amanda Waller. She played her part amazingly well. Love her as an actress. Not much that she does that I don't like, to be honest with you. But I thought every character that was there did what they needed to do, considering we know for a fact that the movie we got in the theater, and this was before anything ever really blew over. The Comic Cons, they saw the original footage, the release of the test movie where people saw what they saw, and that's not what we got. We got something so different, so changed. And again, as I said earlier in this conversation, I feel bad for David Ayer, man. He's obviously gotten past it. It is what it is. Some people out there still give him a tough time for it. They
Oh,
just won't
yeah.
let it go. But at the end of the day, he did what he could. But I trust his vision. I know out of reading, because I unfortunately, had not seen any of his footage. But I know from a couple people that I've spoken to that have seen it, loved every bit of it. For him to step on stage and say what he said about Marvel, we know what his expletive was and how gung-ho he was and said, bro, like, we're gonna make a mark. DC, if you're a DC Comics fan and you want these characters to really be, we're gonna give you something. Snyder's got his side, I'm gonna do mine, Patty's gonna do hers. We got this. You know, trust us, we got this. And then you let him put that out. You basically crippled him. And it's such a shame because if I'm going head to head against someone, I want people that want to fight, man. You know, he was looking to fight for his characters, for his people. He wanted it. But anyway, I thought the movie itself was not bad. When you compare it to everything else in the DCU right now, what is it? Eight movies in, I believe. Unfortunately, it's at the bottom. It is because of what we got. And it's no knock on David Ayer, man. He tried, but yeah, man. Suicide Squad. I didn't mind it. Thought it was pretty cool. Loved Waller. I love the Batman piece at the end. I love how she knew about him. You know, maybe you should stop working so late. You know, kind of deal. You know what I mean? You know, you might want to shut it down, or me and my friends will shut it down for you, kind of deal. Or you know, if I maybe he said it was just him, I can't remember now. It's been a
No, it
while
was me and
since
my
I've
friends
actually
that
seen
set it down
Suicide
for
Squad.
you, which I thought. Go ahead, I'll let you finish. I have my ideas to what that was going to lead to.
No, I dig it. I think you know, there's something to be said about how even in its mess, they were able to continue and piece it all together. You know what I mean? And then move forward to Wonder Woman, which I think in vain. In the vein of the order, I should say, I'm sorry, it wasn't even Suicide Squad and Wonder Woman. You were just waiting for Justice League, right? But Suicide Squad even pieced it together pretty well to allow you to jump into Justice League. So yeah, but go ahead. I'm interested to hear what you were going to say.
When it comes to Suicide Squad, it wasn't the greatest movie. I know that, you know that, but I saw that a multitude of times too. And I have my things about that I liked. Again, Mama Wade went with me and enjoyed the movie for what it was. She's like, "Oh, Will Smith is in this. Okay, cool, I'll see it." And she's like, "It's not a bad movie. I have my issues with it. I didn't understand certain things, but it's cool. Whatever. It is what it is." But when we got to that point where, like you said, Amanda Waller told Bruce Wayne, like, maybe you should stop hanging out at night." And he says what he says about the friends. I was thinking, and it was right around the time this started happening in the Rebirth comics, we had gotten Justice League versus Suicide Squad. So I eventually thought that in this timeline, one way or another, we were going to have the Justice League go up against the Suicide Squad, which honestly is a mismatch. We all
Oh
know. We
yeah,
all know,
if we're going
especially
by teams,
with the team
yes.
they
But
had.
what I did think was beautiful, and it wasn't the original cut, was the Batman sequence with Deadshot. That
That
was in
wasn't
the
the
original
original cut.
cut. No, I'm saying that wasn't the
That
original
wasn't
cut.
supposed to be.
So, and if you and I being in the theater and seeing this, I felt like we kind of got a little tease of it. What Justice League versus Suicide Squad? What? Because I agree with you. We were reading the same things. You know what I mean? Like at that time, the pages were really burning at that point, man. We were really having fun reading on these things. And yeah, it gave you this this tease to visually see, like, man, like, is Harley gonna try to go after someone now? Or, you know what I mean? Like, are we gonna see any of the characters now? Who else is gonna try to go after someone? But I thought it was pretty cool, man. Like I said, they tied in a lot of stuff between Squad and BVS. So I was good with that.
Yeah, there was definitely a major tie-in between the movies. One of the other cameos that we
That
forgot
was
was
awesome.
Flash and
That was
Captain
awesome.
Boomerang with their little interaction.
Yeah,
It
because
was cool
again,
for
we
what it was. I
weren't,
like that too.
I don't know, there if I can like go back to when the movie came out and we were sitting in a theater and I think the aura around it, the excitement, the vibe was very different. It wasn't BBS. It wasn't the vibe of like anticipation. We were just kind of like, we're hoping for a really good movie, man. Let's see what happens. Because again, we were following a lot of the news, trying not to read spoilers or anything like that, but a lot of the news, and we were getting wind before the release that this movie is not going to be what it originally was. This is going to be different. So let's hope that they kept the integrity, and we later find out that they really didn't. So, that's the unfortunate aspect. So it wasn't a horrible movie. I guess, like I said, at the end of it, when you're ranking them, I guess if you were to rank the eight movies, it is at the bottom, unfortunately. But it moved
It
forward to
falls
the
in the
next
bottom,
movie,
sadly.
which was a great movie. So, yeah.
Wonder Woman, which I even have my issues with because what I heard from the studio, what they said about the studio, and Patty Jenkins went on record saying Warner Brothers wanted to cut one of the most pivotal scenes of that movie out.
But you know
And I would
what's
have been
crazy
like,
about
you're
that? I think I
insane.
know which one you're saying, but the reality is this is what almost it's from the beginning of time, if you will, as far as movies go. There's always someone in the office who's wanting to meddle, meddle in something. They want to get their hands in it. They want to feel like the boss or show that they are the boss or, hey, you should listen to my suggestion. No, I really shouldn't. You pay us to make this movie great. We're going to make this movie and make you a lot of money, but you need to trust my vision. I don't need you putting your fingers in this right now. This is my batch. Get your hand out of my cookie jar, man. This isn't for you. And there's something to be said about Patty not only speaking up about it, but also sticking to her guns because it's the movie was, dude, I can still put that movie on and kind of get the goosebumps that I got the first time sitting there watching it. I don't rank it at number one. I
I think I
dig
may
it,
watch that
man.
movie
That's
tonight with
not a
Mom. We
bad
may watch
idea at
Wonder
all.
Woman tonight. I think
I
that's a good
won't rank it
idea.
as number one for me,
Because
but
we may
I
do
do
that.
say that it's up there. As I said earlier in the conversation, it's top five comic book for a movie, comic book movie for me. Sorry. It's up there, man. It's well done. It was well done. Every aspect, the score, that just the score alone, dude. That song is amazing. Like legit. Like, yeah, it's so good, man. I was even
Her theme just
joking that I
gets you
might have
hyped,
to
and
put
I'm
it
like,
on my workout playlist when I'm at the gym. You know what I mean? Like it really is just it's just a good it's a good
you do
song. It's a
it.
good theme. So
When I used to go running, that
it's
was
not
my
a bad one
theme. That
at
was my
all,
theme I
man.
would go running
But
to.
yeah, that movie, I don't even know if you really need to delve into it like that. Really, it was a great movie
You
that was
don't.
just
You don't.
perfectly done. It showed so many different sides of her. It allowed you to, if you had any questions, obviously the first time we saw her in action was BVS, right? Which was the year prior, and you're like, all right, well, there she is, but she said so many things, but so many things, I should say. She didn't have a lot of dialogue, but what she did say in the movie, you paid attention to. And then, as you paid attention to, anybody who knows me, I'm a detail kind of guy. What did she mean by she's been out and now she's been back, and how long? And so you had all these questions. And then after you watched a movie, you're like, huh, okay. Considering it wasn't part of, yeah, it wasn't Snyder's
I
five
see what,
pieces,
okay, I
but this
understand.
was a really, really good piece that adds to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna say this, and I know you're not a fan. You know, it's like you add a little bit of pineapple
I
to the
love pineapple
pizza,
on
you know,
pizza.
and I enjoy
That's
it.
perfect.
It's delicious. It's a little, you know, it's a pizza, and I'm like, you know what? Just try this
I
pineapple.
am
Put a
a
little piece
pineapple
on there.
on
Just see how you
pizza
like it.
guy,
Sweeten it up.
hands down. So that's fine by me. Anybody who says they don't like it, I don't trust them. I don't trust
It's
anybody who
good though. I enjoy it.
doesn't
Yep. Pineapple pizza is the delight. All right. We
There
settled
you
it. We said
go.
the debate here. Pineapple pizza is lavish. But moving on from a great movie, we now get to the
Yes.
controversial, and I'm using air quotes,
Yeah.
movie Justice League. Now, this is the original cut of what Snyder wanted to do. This is where we get into the meat of the three movie pl of the five movie plan. First of all, they said the
Yes.
movie kicks off with the invasion. Now, in the invasion that we got, it was originally Steppenwolf with a bunch of parademon troops going after the going up against the Amazonians, Earth, Atlanteans before the submergence, Greek
Yes.
gods, and the Green Lantern Corps. In this cut, it's the movie starts off with that, but it's not
Yes.
Steppenwolf. It's Darkseid. And
Yes,
he's
because he
known as
was
Yusif of
very young.
Apocalypse at the time.
Yep.
They don't say Dark. They don't call him. Yeah. Very young. So later on, we find out in the modern time, following the death of Superman, so it's kicking off right after BVS, Darkseid's aged uncle Steppenwolf seeks to end his own enslavement under Darkseid to join the array of the new gods. Here's where the new gods come into play. So now I have another
Exactly.
thing. Like, okay, this is what you were going to do. It's a beautiful thing already you're planning. Oh, man. So he returns to Earth to reclaim his conquest by retaking three charge engines known as mother boxes. Love mother boxes. Know what these are. These are big parts of any type of dark side story. So you got to see where he's going with this. With these mother boxes, Steppenwolf plans to utilize the fear, alienation, doubt, and disillusion of Earth following the death of Superman to power up his parademon troops. And in the trailer, that's where that line comes into play. There are no protectors here, no lanterns, and no Kryptonians. The Justice League is formed by Bruce and Diana, and they have one mother box from Cyborg to resurrect Superman after sensing foreign materials in his body. I.e., here it is again,
Exactly.
the Codex from Man of Steel. Oh my gosh, I'm reading this and I'm getting more like, this is what we could have got. This is what was supposed to happen. You guys are Warner Brothers, you're really jabbing me here. So Cyborg's interfacing with the ship and Mother Box paint Superman as a coming threat, but they continue to resurrect him. So see, here's another thing. They see Superman's going to be a problem, but Cyborg's like, nah, we need him. Like, we're gonna still continue to do this. That's why I like that they kept that in the original cut where they were debating it. Like, no, he shouldn't be here. He's a threat. If we bring him back, he might not be the same person he was when he died. Fighting off Step, then it says, let's see. Fighting off and ultimately murdering Steppenwolf. Murdering Steppenwolf. Okay, I'm gonna go into detail with that one because you and me have discussed this so
Well,
many
I
times. I'm
remember
like,
having the
that's what was
conversation
going to
with you
happen to
that night
Steppenwolf?
and saying, but you know what's gonna happen, right? And you were like, no, I said you didn't know what was all right. Well, let me tell you what was gonna happen. Stab, chop, roll, and oh snap. And when you so when you look
Like,
at that, obviously,
oh.
holding off on like a couple names and whatever, but again, this is all what we were supposed to get. So I
Yes.
viewed it as, again, you may not like the guy, but he had a vision. And I think
A beautiful
there's I
vision.
believe that's why we get the clamoring, the hashtag of release the cut and all that. And it's because you just, what's the point of running a marathon and stopping at halfway or stopping at three quarters and quitting? Just see the whole thing through. Just see it through. And the arguments are always going to be made. All right, well, the product isn't finished, and this is how much it's going to cost, and we don't want to invest. We just want to get away from it. But I dare say that
Oh, I still want to
I'm
see that.
kind of with the argument of you know it's a win-win, right? I was doing this piece, if I could quickly just step away, to the side for a second. I was writing yesterday, actually, and I was just kind of writing and whatever came to mind. And when I went back to read at it, it was along the lines of what happens after we keep asking the questions. We keep asking these questions, and we're so passionate about these questions, and we're searching for these answers, and we ask for these answers. And what happens when you get that answer? Then what? Where do you go from there? So that's my mentality. Yeah, you see the movie, and then you say, "Huh, okay, that was what was going to happen." And then what? I think what needs to be done is you just let the man see his vision through if that's what he wants to do. If he doesn't want to, I get it. Simply because I don't think it, and I kind of see where people are like, we shouldn't get the Snyder Cut because that's only going to be part one of a potential part three. You get what I'm saying? Now you're asking them, the company, Warner Brothers, to now put up money away from what they're already doing, though they're trying to get away from all of this, to now let this man do at least one more movie to say, listen, I don't need to do a part three, I can do a part two and just knock it out the park. But now you're saying here, yeah, but now you're saying, what do you need, 200 million
Finish it
just to
off.
finish off this one? And now I need to give you money and time and actors and everything that we weren't going to do anymore for this. Yes, I get it. It'd be beautiful to see, but this is the part that I like. It kind of goes against what we were talking about earlier. We read what was going to happen. We didn't see it. Where in the, before it was like, no, we saw it. So I know what happened. You got what I'm saying? So I don't need to know what potentially is it. I already saw it. So I know. So you can try to eliminate it. That's fine. We haven't seen this yet. We only read about it. It's the, I don't want to say it's the equivalent, but you and I went to go see a theatrical version of BVS, and we knew, unfortunately, you just couldn't be a fan of it to other people because others hated it so much. They just wanted, like, you couldn't say I liked it because then you were poked at and it's like, dude, it's my opinion. Get over yourself. Like, really? You're gonna knock me for my opinion? Calm yourself down. I didn't realize your opinion was that much greater than mine. So, at the end of the day, there is a
Agreed.
sense of we want to see it just to say we saw it, but does it really matter if we see it? Because then when we see it, what happens then? Now we're saying, hey, you gave us this one, now you got to give us the next one. No, I can't give you the next one. So just trust in me knowing that I had a really good plan. I had a really good idea. You saw what you saw. I don't know what you saw because I've never seen it. Those were his words. He's never seen the release of Justice League, so he doesn't know when people present, hey, was this your idea? I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't in my movie.
He's gone on
Yeah,
record saying that numerous times. That's not my
that's
movie,
not what I
so
had in
I'm
my
not.
movie.
And they even asked him about
I think there's a sense of
like they brought up
trust
the
alone.
they bring up the one scene and he's like, "What are you talking about?"
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wade. This interview that we did, or little segment we had with my good brother, we had to cut it short. There were some technical difficulties, but I will have him on again for a part two to this. I really love the conversation we're having. The vibe was going well. I love having that guy on, man. Shout out to my good brother Jay for popping on. If you didn't get a chance to follow him, again, go follow him on Twitter. He only has Twitter. That's about it. You want to get a good interaction with him, go to at Fan of Blood, or just show the guy some love. He's a great guy, man. I can't say that enough. Once again, I wanted to pop on the end of this and say thank you everybody for the support. I've been going through a lot right now, physically, and it's crazy. This episode was recorded literally 2 to 3 days before I found out I had gotten the freaking virus. And it sucks, man. But you know what? I'm going to fight. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to stay strong. Thank God we caught it early. Taking care of it. I'm taking care of myself. I'm taking care of Mama Wade. Mama Jean, as many of you know, she's also been, she tested positive for it. And it's just a rough time, but you know what? Warriors keep going. We keep fighting. We stay strong. Love you guys. I'm going to end this one as I usually do. By the way, hold on. Wait. I don't want to leave you guys on a sad note and make you worry about me and think bad things are happening and nothing's going to get better, because it will. Eventually, things will shine and be bright, right? So do me a favor. Do me a favor. Follow us on Instagram at Big Heck Weight Adventures. Follow us on Twitter at Big Heck Weight ADV. Follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook. That's right. I'm trying to remember everything at once, so please bear with me. Follow us on Facebook. Just look up Big Heck and Weight Adventures. Also, we are part of an amazing, amazing network. My brothers, I love those guys. The Fourth Wall Pop Network. Go check out the following shows. Fourth Wall Cast. Nothing to Wrestle With. The Crossroads. There are so many dope shows on that network, man, and we are just rocking and rolling with so much. Shout out to the good brother Bones, Smarky, Doc, Maddie G, the Dusty one, Dusty Dave, DFDC, brother, I love you guys. I love all you. We also, let's see, we have a Teespring. Look us up. All you have to do is type in for the podcast. You know where to find us. Shout out to everybody. I love you guys. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode. Peace. Salute. I'm out. Later.